The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The status quo lifestyle. It is easy to sit back, stay with the usual activities, by habit, accepting the current situation, the way things are now, content with the status quo. Well, I've heard it said that it is impossible to turn a ship that is not moving. Folks, get moving toward the image of Christ. Be transformed. Listen to Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It is important to challenge the status quo all the time. Be open for change of our circumstances, situation. Our relationship with God should always be growing to be more like Christ. Spiritual life requires us to watch for God's direction, be listening, willing, invest time in God's Word every day, spend time with Him in prayer, communicate with Him, listen. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. I can't tell you how many times when I finished my time in the Word and sat there communicating with the Lord that the Spirit has put thoughts into my mind that were a little outside the box, sometimes unusual. And when I went ahead and made that call or sent that text, I got a response like, "Thank you, that was very timely," or "I needed that reminder." Well, when you hear that still small voice, be obedient. Maybe a little outside your comfort zone, but just do it. As we've all heard the phrase, don't just stand there, do something. Listen to Psalm, first chapter. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Remember the example of Peter. Listen to the Lord. Be willing to do something different. You may be stuck in your status quo. Now it's time to try again. Let down your nets. Listen to Luke chapter 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Friend, you're not just a rock designed to just sit there stagnant, not moving, or like a bump on a log, but we are to get up and grow. Or as Peter said it in 2 Peter chapter 3, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And we are never too old to make a change. Yes, old dogs can learn new tricks. With God, all things are possible. Only believe. And only a fool keeps doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. May God help us to say goodbye to the status quo and hello to an active, constantly growing, new life in Christ.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.